University Press. Okay, do you want to see like a technical example in English real quick? I'll try to go through it fast. I don't want to blow your minds, but okay. Strong versus weak violations of what's called WH movement. Okay, what's WH movement? English, unlike some other languages, can move WH words around in sentences. So we have in the first sentence, what did you say, and you said what? In current syntactic theory, these sentences are related. They're actually the same sentence underlying. Abstractly, they have the same structure. But because we can move WH elements around, we can do, you said what? Or say what? And we can also say, what did you say? Notice how when we say, what did you say, there are other consequences in the syntax, right? The, instead of did or do and so on. Okay, which dog did Tom see bite the mailman? Tom saw which dog bite the mailman. So we can take the which dog and we can move that in different places. That's called WH movement. Okay, now these sentences are fine. So we can move WHs around in sentences. But there are constraints on the movement. We can't just move any WH anywhere we want, right? For example, relative clauses. Which mayor did Mary read the book that praised? That's not a good English sentence. Mary read the book that praised which mayor is fine. Okay, so we know that that WH can't move like the other ones can. In adjunct clauses, which soup did the man leave the table after the waiter spilled? Ugh. Okay. But we know that that's bad, but we also know that the man left the table after the waiter spilled which soup is perfectly fine. Okay? And then what's called sentential subjects. Which job did getting help the graduate student? This is one of my favorite sentences. Okay, so getting which job is the subject of help, right? So we can't take the which job out of that. We have to say, getting which job helped the graduate student? Okay? So we know all this stuff, and nobody ever taught us. And it's not out there in the data. We just come to this conclusion, right? It's mysterious. Not so mysterious if you study syntax, but it's there. Now, these are strong violations. There are what are called, in English, weak violations of WH movement. And we know they're weak violations because these WH violations in English exist in languages like Spanish as grammatical. They're called simple that trace violations. So, for example, which medicine did John think that cured his illness does not sound nearly as bad as those previous sentences. Okay? What's happening here is that these sentences are all possible in Spanish. Okay, in Italian. Okay, they're not possible in English. The previous sentences are impossible in all languages. Okay, so that's why these are called weak violations, because the English speaker here doesn't go, oh, that's not English, but they're not as bad as the other ones. Okay, so guess what? If you give the sentences from the first group and the sentences from this group to native speakers, which ones get rejected more often than others? The first group, you get high rejection rates, and on these kinds of sentences, you get more waffling or you get lower rejection rates. Well, this has been tested, for example, in ESL and with native speakers by Mata Harjono in her dissertation, and this is just one example. We see the native speakers on the far right rejecting strong sentences, strong violations 94% of the time. Weak violations, they reject 79% of the time. Okay, that's quite a bit of difference, and it is statistically significantly different in terms of the rejection rates. Now, we got Italian speakers doing the same thing. They reject the strong violations much more than they reject the weak violations. Okay, now, you can say, okay, but that's Italian. Italian's like English, it has WH movement. Okay, it also allows that trace things like Spanish does. So you would expect that pattern. What about Chinese and Indonesian? Okay. Chinese does not have the WH movement like English or Italian. And Indonesian only has very simple WH movement in simple sentences. Okay, so these languages are not at all like Italian or English, and they pattern the same way in their responses ESL learners do. They reject the strong violations much more than they reject the weak violations. So how do these Indonesian and Chinese learners who have no WH movement or restricted WH movement in their languages, how do they come to know that there's such a thing as strong and weak violations? They're not taught this. They're not taught which book did Mary read which mayor did Mary read the book that praised or something like that. They're not taught that that's wrong, but they come to the same conclusion. That's worse than which medicine did John think that cured his illness. Okay? So they come up with the same underlying feel about the language the way the native speakers do. Now, Here's an example from Spanish real quick. I have to give a Spanish example.